everybody. It's Christina Zias, and you're tuning in to The Bachelorette Season 13, Episode 2, and honestly, probably one of my favorite episodes in The Bachelor franchise. So stay tuned. We're about to talk it out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hear the song? I feel like this is Demario saying. You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Honestly, I am so happy to be back. Sorry I missed last week. It was my sister's wedding. But I feel like I came back in for like the best episode ever. And we're going to talk it out. We have Sterling Cates.
Hey, guys.
And Renee Ariel.
Hey.
It's like a ladies' night in the clubhouse.
Yeah, okay. This is a good night for ladies' night,
Oh, my gosh.
I have a lot of opinions.
And for everyone who is tuning in on Chat Roll, we are here chatting away with you guys. We are like, I am just in shock from tonight's episode because I feel like it brought me everything. It gave me the romance. It gave me like those like little girl like squealy feelings. And then it brought the drama.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so early on in the season, too, we're talking in the chat right now about how this episode in particular is like one of the best that this franchise has had. And I can't even remember the last episode that I was like this involved.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just like, I couldn't even talk to you guys. I was just like, everyone calm down.
We were like kind of like nail biting a little bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that just speaks to Rachel, though. Like, when you have a lead as amazing as she is, and I know that I'm like riding her like coattails here. I love her so much. But I think that just makes the show so much better in general.
Okay, so I wasn't here last week, and I know you guys probably got into this a little bit, but you obviously love Rachel. Renee, what were your initial thoughts on her?
I loved Rachel because I felt like she was so well composed, so well spoken, and she was so real and could handle any situation thrown at her. Like, I was like, she's going to kill it because some of those guys, like the things they did, but how she reacted.
That
she
was the
tickler, like she killed it. And I think she just keeps getting better. Even this episode when she was like, you can get the fuck out.
Honestly, like, I was such a fan of her from last season. And for those of you who have watched our show from last season too, when Rachel was on it, like, everyone knows that as soon as she came onto the screen, I just feel like she, like, lit it up.
Right.
And her connection with Nick just felt so real and magical to me. So to see her, like, going for this, and I'm so excited to follow her love story.
Right.
And from tonight's episode, oh my gosh.
And can we talk about the appearances we got this episode? I mean, Ashton and Mila and then Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like, that's just nuts.
Okay, first of all, like, that bark box appearance probably paid for all of them, so
we
whatever.
Have to get to
Let's get into it. Let's get into the episode and breaking it down. So we'll do the first group date, okay?
Let's do it.
So first group date, it was Dean, Jack, Jonathan, Blake, Iggy, Kenny, Fred, and Lucas. And it said, I'm looking for husband material.
Yes.
Okay.
Which is not Wabim, obviously.
Oh my gosh.
You don't think so?
If he's husband material,
Renee, I feel like you guys would be a great couple.
Yeah, like, call me.
If he's husband material, I'm going to be single absolutely for the rest of my entire life.
Oh, my God. Seriously. Okay, well, the date, actually, I thought was really interesting because I feel like, I mean, obviously, they weren't really doing those chores, but the tests are things that you have to do in real life.
Right.
And it's interesting to see guys do that. And I just thought it was funny, like, clearing hair out of the sink. Like, any guy who lives with a woman... it's like,
absolutely.
Gosh,
that is a real life struggle.
And I'm glad
that they're bringing awareness to this very important issue.
You guys, I was like shocked to see Mila and Ashton come on tonight's episode. What were your thoughts?
I loved it because, first of all, they're just amazing and real in general. And I loved that when Ashton was not having Lucas's wabooming or whatever, I just loved that he shut him down. That gave me so much joy to see that no one was entertaining him. And so I was very happy about that.
Yeah, I loved them. What I loved the most is that Mila was sabotaging Lucas. Can we please talk about the fact that Lucas was like, I'm done. It's made up. And she was completely ignoring him because she knew, like, oh, Rachel, I can't let him win.
Definitely. Like, she
died. And I love that they were truly, it felt like they were just, like, fans of the show, but also famous, and that they could, like, be on their favorite show for Monday date night.
For me, it was, like, kind of weird because, one, I was just shocked to see them on there. Then I was like, okay, I love them as a couple. Like, they are couple goals.
Mm-hmm.
They're so cute and so fun, and I love their whole story. And then as the date was playing on, I just thought it was hilarious because Mila was dying.
She was so into it, though. I loved it.
But she, like, I think they know it was a joke. Like, that's what I was kind of almost like, I feel like for the Bachelor franchise, so many of the contestants who've come on lately have been jokes. Like, Lucas, I mean, let's be real. Like, he's obviously not husband material.
Right.
He's probably not there for the right reasons. Mm-mm. And, I mean, I definitely don't think he is.
Right.
So, but they continue to keep characters like him on just for ratings and, you know, for discussion, I guess. And so when Ashton and Mila were talking to the guys, they're like, okay, do you have health insurance? Yeah. Do you have jobs? And, like, obviously there's not much of a, like, a standing. Like, there's not that many qualities that you have to check off to be on The Bachelor. So I feel like they were kind of making fun of the series.
I don't think anyone in that first group date is anyone that's going to make it very far.
I love that Ashton brought that to light. I love he's like, that's not going to be any of these guys.
You guys, I disagree with you. I
feel which ones do you like?
Who in that group?
Dean.
Oh, Dean was in that group. I forgot.
Dean was in that group.
He got the rose, the group date rose.
I like Dean. I forgot Dean was in that group.
Dean definitely shined more in the second half of the date.
Definitely.
But it's funny because we talked about this a little bit before we went on air, but Lucas, even though he won that date, he didn't get anything special because of it. Like, he got to talk to her first later, but usually they get, like, some hot tub time or they win something.
Well, I feel like... Oh my gosh, sorry to interrupt, but people are hilarious because on the chat show they're saying they thought it was a Punked episode for a second when they saw
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That is really funny.
You're being punked.
Well, I think that Rachel was probably cringing.
Oh, yes. 100%.
Like, she was like, no way did this guy win.
Right.
They were trying to sabotage it because for sure there wasn't a different prize at the end. And then when he won and there was nothing they could do about it, Rachel's like, I'm not doing
it. Oh, you think there was a different prize?
I feel like there had to be something.
Are you kidding me?
Like, if Kenny won, there would have been something else?
Yeah, like one-on-one time, like somewhere different, not being the first called. Like, for instance, with that Nick season, that girl, was it Ben season or Nick season? Whitney, that was... Nick season. Yeah. They got, like, hot tub time.
It was last season. Remember, Rachel was the other one, and they went to grab that ring, and that other girl won, and then she got to chill in the hot tub.
Yeah, that's the one
So it was Rachel was involved in that, so she knows how it works.
She knows how it works.
Who would actually try if their prize was to get selected first when everyone gets to talk to her?
Right, that's true.
Like, it's like sweating. Well, I don't know.
What was interesting to me is I felt like it went from, like, what, 8 guys to, like, 2. I was like, what happened to all the other guys? When did they get eliminated?
Just
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know either. I mean, they
couldn't clear that sink, I guess.
That's right.
Maybe that's what happened.
Yeah, well, Mila was just, like, telling them to go sit in the corner or whatever. Like, she was eliminating them.
Yeah,
I don't know what they did, though.
So people in the chat room are saying that Rachel wasn't feeling Kenny either.
I don't think so either.
You don't think so?
No. I think she likes him as a person, but I don't think she's romantically interested in him.
I didn't feel, like, a lot of chemistry, but I definitely think she... respects him and his.
I guess you're right. I mean, out of anyone, I felt like he was, like, the runner up on that date.
Right. Well, I mean, compared to everyone, there wasn't really any other standouts. I mean, Blake and Lucas are just concerned about each other.
You know what? Lucas is embarrassing for himself, right? But Blake needs to stop.
Right.
Because no one cares about his drama.
Right.
And what? Okay, spoiler alert, you know this. Yeah. So you tell the story.
So this past week, so after they did all of. Obviously, the internet is an amazing place, and nothing can stay, like, hidden for too long. So it came out that Lucas and Blake were on a reality show together before. It was, like, on WeTV, and they both had gone with their exes, and Lucas ended up, like, hooking up with Blake's ex. I never watched the show, but apparently they've dated, like, the same person on reality TV together before. They've obviously been villains. I guess now Blake lives with Lucas's ex-girlfriend. It's, like, a weird, they definitely have history and have known each other for years and years and years. Not to mention, they both have IMDb pages, and they both, like, are totally, like, looking for some sort of attention.
Right, this is why they're on the show, clearly.
And Lucas also got, so that was, like, circulating this past week, and also... Lucas in the past had posted a picture of, like, the first plus size model on Instagram as, like, a people cover, and it was actually Tess Holliday, and he, like, was making fun of it. He was like, oh, this should, like, increase McDonald's sales or whatever. So everyone was, like, calling him out for being a body shamer and all this stuff.
Oh, so Lucas, like, is, like, on a scumbag on so many levels.
He's like the worst. So even watching tonight when he's doing all this stuff, and I mean, Blake is right, but Blake also just needs to focus on
he needs
Rachel
to chill out
and not
bit.
I mean, I'm sure he's being produced, but it's also hard to, like,
their drama, I like literally don't care about at all.
No,
like,
right,
when they're going back and forth, I'm like, I don't care. It's like, take this somewhere else.
Neither of them are the one for him, so I'm like ready for them to both be gone.
I hope, and I hope it's soon. But honestly, thank God that Ashton did not entertain him at all. I feel like at that point, Ashton's like, Mila, why did you convince me to do this? Like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, you know that Lucas wanted him to say Waboom, so he could, like, take that clip later on and put it on his website.
Definitely. And he was like, I'm not doing
that. Yeah, like, you're not going to make money off of me, thanks.
Yeah, bye. So crazy. Okay, so let's talk about this because, oh, guys, I think Dean is such a cutie.
Dean is really cute. And they obviously have chemistry and they both are so giddy around each other. And that's awesome.
It was so nice because you could tell during the second half of the first group date that Rachel was bored. She was like, please. Like, right.
And he came in and livened it up for sure.
Definitely.
My concern with him is that he's 25. So young.
Yeah.
He's too young.
He's too, I mean, she is ready to settle down and have kids and like, she's in her 30s, 31 or 32. Yeah. I think she's 31.
Yeah. He's not going to win. He's fun right now, and I think she'll keep him along the ride because he makes her laugh, and he's funny, and compared to all of the other guys, like, with everyone else, it felt like she was literally, like, interviewing them. And it was like, mm-hmm, cool.
Or they were interviewing her. Yeah. It was just,
It was just, it was, like, the same recycled lines, like, you're so great, da-da-da. It just felt so, I just didn't like it.
And Dean made it cute. Like, obviously something cool happened today. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis were there. Like, no one else brought that up. He was like, so what did you think of that? Like, that was cool, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
You know what I mean? So it made it a little more relatable. Like, let's reflect on a specific thing as opposed to, like, everything else was just so generic.
So forced, too. It's like, let me tell you my life story. Let me tell you all the things I like about you as opposed to just having a conversation, which is what this is all about. Like, seeing if you can hold a conversation with someone, if they make you laugh, if you're looking for the same things. And you can't get that if you're constantly just, like, complimenting each other back and forth and talking about random facts about your life, you know?
I feel bad saying this, but I just can't even handle one more guy being like, you're so amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Because you could tell she's like, dude, you don't know me.
But she's also like, I know. Tell me something that I don't know. You know what I mean?
A little bit of both. Right. Yeah.
Well, even on her date with Peter, and we'll talk about that later, but she was like, everyone says you're so amazing. Why are you single? It's like, when you're single and you know you're amazing, it's like, that's a really great question.
Right.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. You know, like, I know,
like,
I'm
the last
amazing
thing you don't want to hear. Okay, so my favorite thing was that, obviously, like, I'm crushing on Dean, but I love how he was so nervous and he didn't end up kissing her and he regretted it. And then he, like, sealed the date off perfectly.
And she liked it. She was into it.
Okay, I feel like Rachel's, like, and it comes out later on, but, like, she's, like, a little sexual. Like,
you can physical touch.
Definitely. Yeah. She, like, really appreciates that sensuality. And she says, like, he describes his kiss. It was sweet, passionate, and sensual. And I was like, okay.
She liked it.
She loved it.
I love how giddy she gets just anytime she describes any of the kisses. Like, she's like, boy, did I like it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, she's so cute.
She's so good. Okay, so back at the house, we find out that there's a one-on-one date. Did you guys predict that it was going to be Peter who got it?
I had a feeling it would be. First of all, just because he's gotten a lot of, like, talk about him. People are talking about him on Twitter the most. I don't know. It just feels like he was being set up as a front runner
from the very beginning.
Yeah, and I feel like they showed it in the promo. I could be wrong from, like, last week, but I was like, oh my gosh, my man Peter.
Yeah.
He killed it. Like, I didn't know he could get dreamier, but then the more you get to know him, it's like, what's wrong with you? Like, actually, like, there's nothing. He's just so, like, kind of mysterious, and the way he talks is gentle, it's calming. Whereas some of these guys have so much energy, you're, like, on edge, like, okay. But Peter, like, calms her down and makes her act like a little schoolgirl. Like, she gets giddy around him.
He's got his shit together, it seems like,
so
to me.
I have mixed feelings about him. Hold on. Let me explain. First of all, the date was amazing. That's, like, my dream date. Private jet, doggy on board. I was like, I'm not a good dog mom anymore. Like, Due rides in the back seat of a car. He does not ride on private jets. I felt bad, but it was so cute. And honestly, I fall in love with my fiance every single time I see him with my dog.
Yeah.
Because just the way that he's so attached to him and so loving and so nurturing, it's just so sweet. And I truly, like, I mean, this is probably obnoxious to people who don't live in LA, but I feel like my dog is my child. I really do feel like that, and I care for him so much. And clearly, Rachel feels the same way.
Right.
So for her, it was probably like, okay, like, he is paying so much attention to my dog, he would be a good dad. Like, I feel like that's kind of what you hear and what you see, you know?
But also, like, your dog is, like, very important person, obviously, to, you know, it's so, it's, the whole date was just adorable, and even
so
when,
cute.
But are you guys still wondering what did happen to Copper? Like, what happened to the leg?
Yeah, they never talked about that.
She was like, we'll talk about it later, but I'm like, I need to know what happened to Copper.
Instead of the Waboom ending, they actually gave the Copper story. That's what I'm talking about.
I know. We need to talk to
Give the people what they want, you know? I think it was one of the best dates on Bachelor ever. Just like the idea. It was so cute. We've never seen them do something like that.
It was really cute.
Okay. I feel like sometimes with these dates, like when they're too much, they feel too much. They feel forced. But that was one of the, like, first dates that I loved.
They could just chill and relax.
It was chill. It was big, but not so over the top where you're like, this feels so forced. Like, even the fireworks thing, it was cute the way she was like, surprise! And it was sweet that they watched it. They didn't force a kiss by the fireworks. Like, it just felt so sweet.
I mean, I completely agree with you. Okay, this is my only but. And I just feel like I have to say something against Peter because we can't just, like, love him. There
That's
must
true.
Be something,
There's
right?
something we don't know.
Okay. I feel like Rachel is too excited about Peter. Like, I feel like she is giving him way more attention than he is giving her. And I just feel like, oh gosh, I thought this the whole time. And then once she gave him, and if you guys didn't catch this, you better go to your DVR and rewind this right now and watch it. But once she, like, gave him the rose, she got up to hug him. Oh. And then she was like this. If anyone's watching YouTube, I'm going to embarrass myself right now. But she was like... Like, she was trying to kiss him, and he wasn't going to go in for the kiss. And then I feel like he saw her and then went in for it. And fine, it wasn't awkward at the end, and it was romantic and beautiful. But I just don't want to misinterpret, like, his, like, calm, cool, like, stoic personality.
For being disinterested?
Exactly.
Right.
I feel you on that. But at the same time, I don't know, because everyone's personality is just so different, and he could be... honestly, just, like, not used to this setting, and it could be throwing him off.
Probably.
Which is what I would hope to be the case.
Definitely.
That means he's kind of normal.
But also, like, I just think as people, we tend to be interested in emotionally unavailable people or people who are a little bit emotionally distant, and I think that might be what's so attracted to him, at least to an extent. Like, the fact that he's over his ex, but he, like, went through this, and he's ready to date, but there's nothing, he's not like, you're so great, I'm so interested in you, I'm da-da-da. It's more like, I agree, we did have a great time, and he's more... emotionally distant.
He is.
Well, and the fact that he went to therapy, I feel like he is in tune with, like, whatever's happening and isn't going to just spew out all these compliments and all of these things that aren't true to himself.
I feel like once he said that, you kind of, like, understood him a little bit more. But I was going back to this, and I feel like we sometimes forget because obviously, like, Rachel is doing the deciding here, right?
Right.
Yeah. But the guy has to choose you, too.
Right.
And I'll never forget this from, like, Trista season way back when. But I remember she chose Ryan because she was like, I know he really loves me and he will love me. And I remember this during Andy's season too. She chose Josh and she was like, I'm just so scared that he'll, like, break my heart. And obviously, and, like, that didn't
did happen
end well. And, like, she kind of had that intuition. And not that I feel like Peter would do this or what, but I feel like he was a little reserved. And maybe that's just his personality, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I just don't want to see Rachel get her heart broken, so I don't want her to be more into him than he is into her.
I think we'll definitely have to see more of him and more of his personality to come out, because I think all of us, and by all of us, I mean me and Renee mainly, like, because he's obviously so charming and attractive, and they both have gap teeth, and you want this to be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously, but I don't feel like we got a lot of his personality.
Someone in the chat role just kind of compared that to JoJo and Jordan.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was a really good comparison because I remember saying the same thing. I thought JoJo was chasing Jordan in the beginning.
She was.
You're so right. The chat role is right there.
Yeah.
Because, oh my gosh, you know what? Now thinking back of all the dates with JoJo and Jordan, like when they were out to dinner and she was like, aren't you excited to meet my family? Oh, I remember this about you. I remember that about you. Meanwhile, Jordan's just kind of sitting there, like kind of answering. But I do think either it's going down two routes. Either Peter is going to open up as the season progresses, or she'll keep him on and it will soon become a roadblock. Like, she'll soon bring it up where she'll be like, I don't know if you're actually, like, interested in me. Like, I don't know how you feel. You need to talk about your feelings. It's going to be one or the other.
Yeah.
But she will keep him because Peter is
so cute. Yeah. He's really cute.
Dreamy was, like, the perfect word.
Their conversation, though, was, it had substance, and they talked about things that are outside of, you're so amazing. You know, whatever, so. I was like, was that a prediction? But no, yeah, but their conversation did have something there, and they obviously have chemistry. So I'm excited to see where this one goes.
I always get excited when early on they start having conversations about where they would live. Or, like, how they would raise their kids. And
oh,
like,
yeah.
And I feel like they started doing that.
Yeah, so early, too.
And he's clearly open to moving, and she's open to moving. Like, they're both willing to make it work, clearly, in a relationship that they both are committed to.
And he's older, too. I think
is he, like, 28 or 29?
Oh, I thought he looked older than that.
Maybe he is older.
Saw him pepper hair.
Do you guys know in the chat how old Peter is? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Guys, I knew she was, like, in for it when, what were they saying about, not the gap tooth, was it the gap tooth? It wasn't the gap tooth. The other thing that they related on?
The therapy?
Therapist, when she goes, the way she reacted, if she wasn't He's that 30. Interested, she would have been like, oh, I actually did that too, but she was like, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. That's how you know someone's interested, when they get, like, super excited about the smallest things you have in common.
Well, it just shows that he's willing to, like, open up about his emotions or be, like, connected with that, which is... not the easiest thing always, so.
And also, like, I feel like they were talking about their therapy, and I was like, wow, this sounds amazing.
Someone in the chat.
Why don't I go to a therapist? It'll solve all my problems.
The people are in the chat are saying it was his birthday on their date.
Was it? What?
Yeah. Why didn't they bring that up?
Why wouldn't they talk about that?
Interesting.
That's pretty cool.
That's weird that they didn't.
And he got some fireworks.
I know, that was really sweet.
Yeah.
I just can't believe we went from such a dreamy date like that one to such a disastrous second group date.
That's seriously a roller coaster of emotions on this episode.
All right, should we get into it? Okay, so second group date card said swish. It was Will, Jamie, Diggy, Eric, Alex, Lee, Adam, Matt, Josiah, and Demario. And leading into the group date, you see Josiah and Demario in the house have, like, some back-and-forth banter. And we were kind of discussing this a little bit, but I couldn't decide if I think Josiah is so annoying.
He's so annoying.
But both of them, there is a huge difference between, I feel like Josiah is trying to prove how confident he is, which kind of makes me feel like he's actually pretty insecure. Mm-hmm. And Demario is very confident, but also comes off cocky.
Right. Too cocky. He's too cocky. I'm the Michael Jordan. I'm the this. I'm the that.
Like, you think it's he's kidding, much. So you're kind of into it, whereas you can tell Josiah's overcompensating.
Right.
Like, Josiah is, as we see, friends with the guy who actually has game, but he's trying to have game.
Yeah.
And it's so obvious. Like, maybe not to Rachel yet, but it's obvious to the viewers. He's trying very hard to have this certain persona to the viewers of, like, oh, I'm really confident. I have my life together.
I have it going on. Yeah.
And the fact that he has to keep repeating that just tells you that he's definitely hiding something.
We were watching this for days, like, I cannot with him. And I felt the exact same way, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So it's a basketball date. Does anyone remember that movie, Love and Basketball?
Yeah, well, do we remember that movie? What?
You don't.
I've never seen it.
It was Loving Basketball. That's what this reminded me of.
Oh my gosh. You have to watch it before next week. Okay. Otherwise, I'm not going to sit next to you.
You're kicked out.
It's so cute. But that's kind of like, this date was kind of giving me those Love and Basketball vibes. So Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, no big deal, comes in to teach the guys some basketball skills, or at least to evaluate their skills or lack thereof. And first of all, how cool. I mean,
especially for those guys who are, like, super into it. Demario had
for Demario. He
a
has
DeMario. Hurrah before his reputation was killed.
See ya, Demario.
Right.
But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, I feel like, had some really good advice.
Right.
Like, some nice words of wisdom for Rachel.
Right.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you guys picked up on?
It seemed like he was there just because he really likes Rachel, too. He was like, she seems like a catch, like, all this stuff. But then he, like, related basketball because of the teamwork. And, you can see people's true character here. And I really liked his little appearance.
I did, too.
Me, too. And I think he made some great points, because even when we're seeing, like, people work as a team, we then see Eric stop to just show off, and we're like, nope, see, that would be him in the relationship, trying to, like, steal the attention. He obviously is an attention seeker. And I honestly could not stand that part with him. But, yeah, I think
Demario?
No, Eric, when he was dancing on the court.
Yeah, and then he missed it. That was so annoying, and I find him annoying, too.
I find him annoying as well. What I thought was really interesting was how many times that Rachel said like, she liked DeMario at first because he seemed very assertive and took initiative and is confident. And she said this, I think, on the first group date interview as well. She was like, you know, I'm, like, kind of old school. Like, I want to be, I don't think she said these exact words, but she wants to be courted.
Right. Yeah. You know, she wants to be pursued.
She does.
Yeah.
And I think that this is, like, what's kind of lacking a lot in the dating world right now is just that people in general, like, women want to be pursued, but, like, with technology and everything and just the way the dating game is changing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you feel like you have to do the pursuing as well. And Rachel's like, okay, I know I'm on reality television finding love, but, like, I am still a classy, like, old school lady. Like, I want it done right.
Right.
Yeah. And it's nice. Like, you want an assertive, confident man, you know?
Yeah.
And I get it with DeMario. Like, when we see him with her, because even when we see small parts of him, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, he's
got some game.
He has game. He's really attractive. He's tall. He's well-dressed. But then it's almost, like, so much to the point where you're like, you know what this reminds me of? It's, like, the 2017, like, fuckboy.
Right.
Is DeMario.
Well, I mean, even throughout the episode, obviously, Rachel was feeling it, especially when he was dunking and, like, showing off. And, I mean, she finds that attractive, and I did, too. Like, she was like, I was kind of feeling DeMario. I was like, I'm kind of feeling DeMario. And, but I was like, me too, girl. Like, I don't know, before, like, all hell broke loose, I was kind of into it. But then, obviously, you know, the truth comes out.
I feel like we should have known it was coming because I felt like the whole first part of that date was about DeMario. Right. And then I was, like, shocked to see that his team lost.
Right.
I was like, okay, so they didn't even win, but, like,
but we got his highlight reel. So
yeah, exactly.
Here we are.
Exactly.
But the thing was about it that, like, it felt too obvious for it to be him for me.
Yeah, I guess
I was
so.
Like, okay, maybe, like, it should be someone that no one saw it coming. Because, I mean, Renee, you predicted that it was going to be him. And I could, like, definitely see him being that type of person. Mm-hmm. But that it was him, I was just like, okay, well, that makes sense. But the whole confrontation was just insane.
So,
okay.
I loved it. I loved every awkward minute of it.
Do you give DeMario's ex-girlfriend credit for coming on and doing that, or do you think it wasn't appropriate?
No, oh my gosh, credit 100%. Because here's the thing.
I personally loved it, so I'm really happy.
Would you have done that?
No, absolutely not.
If that was your ex.
I mean, we have different, I don't think she's going into the entertainment field, so no, I would not have, like, ruined my reputation going on there. However, I think that's everyone's dream for a guy that completely screws you over, for you to just be able to roast him. She did it on national television. She wins. I'm sorry.
She does. She roasted him good.
Most girls who do it usually, like, do something on social media, like make a post while it's airing, but the fact that she got the opportunity, and she only got the opportunity because they did that after the final rose thing. She wouldn't have even known.
Oh, she wouldn't have known.
She wouldn't have even known that he was on this season until it aired now, like we're watching it now.
Oh, yeah, she would never have known.
This would have never happened if they didn't introduce those three or four people before starting to tape.
He was not a lucky guy.
ABC, you played it well.
And the fact that he walked in and intentionally acted like he didn't know who she was.
No.
And then he was like, oh, we've hung out a couple times. Way long time ago. Oh, we talked for 6 months. Oh, we did this. Like, get your shit together, dude.
He literally was like, he's like, oh, who's this? Like, he completely changed. I honestly felt bad for him watching this back or watching it because I was like, you are an idiot and you're a scumbag and, like, you're gonna watch this and be so embarrassed. Just the fact that he pretended that he didn't know who she was and, like,
right.
Clearly pretended he didn't know who she was.
Oh, yeah, he didn't know how to handle that situation. But, like, honestly, makes me happy. I know they probably do some shady things on this show, but this is one of my favorite moments that they've ever had.
Yeah.
Because, truthfully, he's not a good guy. To completely ghost this girl who he was seeing for 7 months and had the keys to her apartment disappear to go on this show, I am so happy he was roasted so publicly on this platform. Like, go you, ABC. You take out those cheaters.
I mean, it's people in the comments are saying it was trashy, but honestly, that is good TV, and that is why we watch this stuff.
Okay, here's the thing, though. I kind of do agree. I do think it was a little trashy, and I wish, like, the girl handled herself a little differently. I can't believe this, and someone said this. Why was she talking directly into the camera?
Right.
Like, it was about
this
her.
Isn't Jerry Springer, but let's, like, you know.
I feel like that's what
Jerry Springer vibes.
It did, but Rachel, so admirable. She was so cool and so composed, and she was like, give it to me straight. And I love that, like, we still kind of don't even know what happened. Like, we didn't learn when those timestamps were on those text messages, right?
Oh, yeah, and the girl had receipts, so that's all we needed to know.
That was the best.
Right.
But, yeah, we don't know the timestamps or whatever, but obviously it was enough for Rachel to decide that she didn't want him there.
Right.
And she gave him every opportunity to explain himself. She really did. Like, even after seeing the text, like, even after all this stuff, she kept asking him, just tell me your side of the story. And he couldn't. He was just like, yeah, definitely, 100%, definitely.
So do you believe that he just ghosted her a couple days before to go on the show?
Not days, because she said it was weeks before, and this is only their second week in. So I think it would have been like...
No, but I think she said days from when she hadn't heard from him. Yeah, and she's saw like him on TV.
On after the final rose or whatever.
So, yeah, I 100% believe her story, I buy 100%. Because here's the thing, there's one thing to like exaggerate and then have like some evidence not line up, but clearly she had everything she needed right there, was super confident. She's like, I'll show you what you need. Whereas he had nothing. And if you notice, he was only talking in circles, contradicting what he just said to then what he said next. Like, he didn't know what to say. So I believe her 100%. And she was so heated in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted to have that, like, moment where she was like, I'm gonna roast you, it's gonna be done. But she kept talking, because that's what we do when we're, like, super emotional.
Just the point when he walked in and she's like, karma's a bitch.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Oh, my God. So she dramatic. Was so prepped for this. It was awesome.
Oh, she was. But I can't believe he even, like, was like, I don't have your keys. And then he was like, oh, I mailed them to you.
Okay, you would remember that.
Come on.
He's like, oh, what keys? Oh, the ones I sent to FedEx? Like, I had to make an effort to do that.
The ones that you mailed when?
My favorite was, okay, people in the chat room are saying this. They're like, Rachel is such a lawyer about it.
She was.
And she was just so funny. And I can't believe she said this. But it's the truth. Like, no one wants to be played. No one wants to be made a fool. No one wants to be embarrassed, let alone putting yourself out there on national TV to find love. Like, imagine she didn't know about this and she chose DeMario, and then this came out afterwards. Like, first of all, that would be heartbreaking. Too mortifying.
Right.
And she said, and excuse my French, but she was like, I'm not here to be played. I'm not here to be made a joke of. So I need you to get the fuck out.
Yes, honey. Yes.
That was the best.
That was so
like, throw down,
good.
Mic drop.
It was.
Rachel killed it. Like, girl. I'm so happy she didn't just, like, start crying and walk away. Like, she was like, nope,
she was
get
stern
out.
As hell. I know. I felt bad for her. Like, I'm so happy that she found out. But that's not how you want to start this experience.
But I'm also happy she found out early instead of, like, later down the road. She hadn't had any, like, super, other than being, like, infatuated with how he played basketball, she didn't really have any connection to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So to get him out of the way early and also to give us this drama so early, it's like, I feel like that never happens until later. It's a blessing. This is true blessing here.
But, the part where she said that I don't want to be made a joke of, I honestly think part of the reason she was mad was DeMario, but the other part was the show, because she knew that the producers brought this girl in and didn't tell her.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
She was all of a sudden like, who else is going to do something like this? Like, what else are they preparing for me? And I think it was like a lot from that, because she has been nothing but real and like willing to give it her all to find her husband.
I feel like that's the only reason why Chris Harrison was in this episode. Or, like,
right.
That
when
date.
He popped up, it's like, oh, nice to see you here.
Yeah,
and then she like completely like ignored him when he was standing in the middle of the court, and then she's like, I can't mm-hmm. do this right now.
So do you think that the producers knew this was gonna happen?
Yes.
Well, absolutely.
Well, not
she contacted them, right?
She
for
thinks
sure
so. Okay, yeah, because she wouldn't like just happen by chance to be at that basketball game.
Well, yeah, I think it was open to the public, right? Like, they could RSVP.
That's how they played it, though. I'm for sure after the final row, she found a way to get in contact with someone and then was like, okay, this is the episode, we're going to do it week two. Like, 100%.
And they probably organized this date where it would be, okay, where is it not weird for someone from the public to come up? So if she was
100%.
At the game, they were probably
so manipulative.
I know,
ABC.
I know, they're doing
does
it.
Does she even live in LA? That's my question. Because
well,
that was,
he did.
Yeah,
did he?
Yeah, he's from Century City.
Yeah, okay. So he's in this LA
makes it better, then.
Area.
Yeah, but she has two cats and like scrunchies. So
Sterling was like really disappointed with the scrunchie. You're like, why is there a scrunchie on her wrist? But really, where
but
is
why?
Aren't scrunchies back in?
Well, I don't know, but then the fact that when on her thing she brought up the two cats, she was like, "Give me my kittens, saw you." It's like, well, that's not the best like alibi.
That's
but
right.
Let's go back to the text
of course,
messages.
Of course.
My kittens saw you last time. Like, what is
it's so
last
nuts.
Time you were there, you were with my kittens, and it's like, okay, well,
it's funny.
You're giving
because...
us a lot of information about your personal life,
right? Totally. It's funny because you know those guys thought he was getting a rose.
Oh, yeah, some alone time. So meanwhile, people are, like, stuck in the locker room.
Yeah. I wonder how long they were actually in there for. Like, how long that whole scenario took place. Because they were probably, like, breaking a sweat.
Yeah, for sure.
To know what happened.
And meanwhile, they're thinking that he's getting a rose, getting extra quality time.
For sure.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Well, I guess it was nice to see the guy's reaction to Rachel afterwards. Like, obviously, they cared about her. Obviously, they were trying to prove themselves in other ways.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you guys think did the best job?
That, this episode?
Yeah. Like, on the
on
night
the second
date.
Group date. Like, who do you think, you know, kind of, like, turned it around for Rachel? And made her feel like they're not a bunch of scumbags who are there. So, all with second girlfriends.
Well, I think they gave the most attention on Alex's song thing that he did. And then that he knew he was a bad singer, but he was just trying to cheer her up. And I thought that was kind of cute because he made himself vulnerable. I thought it was kind of weird that Will read her a quote about success. Or whatever. It was like, instead of it being like a personal moment, he was like, let me read you this.
I didn't
like,
write it.
Inspirational quote. It's not from me, but you know.
But, yeah.
But that one like stood out to me too. But she had like tears in her eyes when he was reading it. So.
I think Will's just adorable.
Yeah,
like,
Will's
I
super
think
so cute.
I like him. And I didn't even, I think if it was anyone else, I would have been bothered that he was reading this quote. But like, because it was Will, to me, it was like, Will was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I know. I'll read her this quote about success.
He's super cute.
He is
one of my standouts from last week.
And he seems very smart and refined and just like a class act.
What was the word he said that we were dying over?
Duplicitous or whatever.
That we all
will,
right?
Each other, we're like, oh,
what?
Snap.
Wow. Like,
yes.
Vocab word of the day. Impressive.
Yeah, D is for duplicitous.
I like him. I feel like he might end up being in the final five, personally.
I see that, too, honestly.
He's so cute.
He's playing out slowly, but every time we see him, we do like him a little bit more, and he's just sweet.
So, what do you guys think about Will? I mean, sorry, Eric.
So annoying. I'm ready for him to be gone.
You are.
Yes.
So over him.
I can't decide. I mean, I think he's annoying, too, but I think part of him is just nervous almost. I don't know if he's nervous or maybe that's just his personality, but he's like kind of trying to put on a show to get her attention. And it's like, if you're one out of like what, like 25 men, like you need to stand out in some way. And like Will's got his poems and quotes and like fancy vocabulary words. And like Eric's got his like kind of like sense of humor and tries to show off. And I guess that's his thing. Like Alex has Russian folk songs, you know, like everyone tries to like show off in their own way.
Right. But it's just when he was talking, I just felt like he was just saying a bunch of nonsense.
Me too. And maybe it's the way he talks. Like, it's very,
I think
like,
it's the way he talks.
It keeps me on edge, whereas I just don't think he, like, calms me down. He, like, makes me a little bit uptight. Also, what we've seen in, like, the previews, it seems like he's the one that causes a lot of the drama.
I think if you don't like him this week, forget about it next week.
Yeah,
you're
right?
With him.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm not into him. There's so many other guys that, like, I'm like, okay, next.
Yeah. I lost all respect for him when he, like, danced for 5 minutes at the other end of the court and then missed it.
I know.
Like, what a showboat, and I just couldn't deal with that.
Absolutely. I did like Alex, and then I think that Alex, like, might come in at the end.
Right.
Like, there's something about him. He's a good-looking guy. He's cute. Like, he does seem to be vulnerable. He seems to have good intentions from, like, the little that we see of him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he seems to really like her. Like, he's trying to show off. He's trying to be open. And he's doing all the right moves as opposed to coming off like, oh, just trying to get attention. Like, he's just actually pursuing her, like, courting her in cute ways.
Absolutely.
I thought it was really adorable in his confessional where he was like, well, it showed me that I can be myself with her. And I was just like, that's so cute. Meanwhile, everyone else in
that
confessional
so
is like,
cute.
I'm the best. I'm going to wife her. Like, you know, it's like he was, well, I can be myself. So that's a start.
I know. I think that was the cutest thing that whole date.
That was really cute.
All right. And
Diggy
then
didn't get enough attention. Was he on that date?
She loves Diggy. Yeah, he was. Wait, was it that date?
I honestly,
he was.
I took his glasses off. Why? I think Diggy got no attention.
Yeah.
I don't
know why.
Oh, I mean, okay.
Renee, just
guys,
calm down over there.
A bunch of guys didn't get attention. Like, Adam didn't get attention. Matt didn't get attention, right?
I wrote
Jamie didn't get attention.
Okay, Matt. That's all I wrote. Nah.
Nah.
Okay, Diggy is going to come in.
I think Diggy will come in later, too. And then Josiah got the group date rose. And Rachel said it was because she saw his protective side and, like, really appreciated that.
He did it on purpose. Can we talk about the fact he literally did it on purpose? Like, he was like, I'm going to show her I'm protective. What am I going to say? Yeah, I just, like, my protective. He literally said, my protective side comes out when I see you get hurt. When you're hurt, I feel hurt. Like me. That's what it felt like.
Okay. But I do think that is his personality. Like, he's been coming on strong since, like, the intro video. Like, yeah. I feel like okay. He's like, Rachel's my woman.
Telling Renee this earlier before we even watched the episode, because this is just a lingering thought I had from last week.
Yeah.
But with Josiah, you remember that girl, what was her name? The one that was like, I love my story. Like, her husband died or whatever.
Oh, from
and the one that got eliminated from Ashley I.
Leah?
The crazy one. Like, she wears so much makeup.
I know who you're talking about. Wasn't she on Paradise, too?
Was she?
Seeing how she looks. She even moved to Europe. It says Kelsey. She's a short
girl. Oh, my gosh. She was kind of crazy.
Like, she was crazy. Oh, But her husband had died, and she brought it up all the time. And she even had that confessional where she was like, I love my story. I have the best story. Like, whatever. I got those vibes from Josiah because he had his story so prepared, and he did it all in the intro piece. He, kept repeating it. And then the moment he sat down with her, he was like, okay, sit down. I'm going to relay my entire life story to you right now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's exactly what happened.
Prepared, not organic. Whereas, so I was like, he loves his story, and he's just going to keep repeating it. He does have a great story. It is very inspiring. I'm not discrediting what he's done and what he's been through, but it was just too much.
Yeah, here's what we were saying before as well. Like, if he was actually genuine and this is something he had trouble opening up about, I feel like this would have been done weeks later. Like, weeks later, sitting down at dinner, like, listen, there's something that happened to me that I really want to tell you because I'm falling for you. I need to tell you this. It's a part of me. But he literally put this all in his intro package. Like, everything, his whole life story in his intro package, where I feel like those are usually, like, light and kind of happier and less vulnerable. And I know maybe that's what he was going for, but it just felt like too much, whereas now, it's just everything he does feels so overly prepared.
I mean, I totally get it, because part of me feels like that, too. And you know, I do think he's a little obnoxious, and it's not so much about his story for me. It's just the way he kept saying it over and over again. That's my wife. Like, Rachel's going to be my wife. And I was like, dude, like, if she sees this, if she does choose you, she's going to regret it. Like, you are
right.
Annoying.
It's kind of creepy that you're already saying that and you met it 30 seconds ago.
However, I do feel like, I don't know how much of the show he's watched, but I feel like he's, like, learned, like, you need to, like, get attention early on. And I think he just doesn't kind of want to be overlooked.
Yeah.
And I think that
he talks about himself in the third person. It's too much.
That so is never
Diggy.
Acceptable.
That's never okay. Like,
who does that?
Doesn't Diggy
say that? Like, said, no, Dean, Josiah. I got really
sad. Don't talk about Dean like
don't
that.
Don't talk about Dean.
No, Josiah was doing it all last episode.
Yeah, he was.
Like, Josiah's going to marry Rachel.
It's he does do that a lot. Well, him and DeMario went back and forth doing that, and I thought it was funny when they did it for us, but, like, for an actual potential suitor for Rachel, no.
But see, DeMario, when he was doing it, wasn't as creepy as Josiah.
That's what I was going to say. Like, the confidence has came off in two completely different ways.
Yeah, the overcompensating on Josiah's side, and then the suave, like, I got jokes on DeMario's side.
Right. Huge difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I mean, like, I'm, like, exhausted from the drama from that date. Like, both from DeMario and Josiah. Just talking about him gets me tired. Okay. So, then we have a cocktail party, right? And, oh, my gosh.
Okay, keep going.
Wait,
sorry, I got really excited.
No, tell me. Are you talking about
Brian?
Ah!
Yes. Okay, so he did the best job of making her feel better.
Definitely.
And he wasn't even on that group date. 100%.
You're totally right. Guys, well, I mean, anytime
you get a massage from a sexy man, I'm pretty sure it's going to go over well.
Who will ever say no to a massage unless it's by the Tickle Monster?
Yeah, totally.
That is the one and only time. Very good point. Or if it's by Adam Jr., the creepy doll.
Oh, yeah.
At the basketball game.
But Brian is just, like, he is really charming and suave and, like, sexy, but not over the top. I feel like he kind of is just doing everything right.
And he also said everything right. Like, when he was like, I heard you were stressed out. Like, I want to be your stress relief. Let me go rub your body. Oh, my God.
It's the passion. Like, they have passion that we saw last episode. And even though he was barely in, he wasn't on any of the dates we saw in this episode, which usually...
100%.
When they're not on dates, we don't care about them. They're not shown in the episode. And Brian was... Which I find very interesting that they chose to show him at the end. I see why, but, like, she likes him a lot.
And the fact that she pointed out, like, I know you didn't get a date this week. I didn't either, you know, and it kind of, we always see.
When she said, I didn't either, right?
When she was on Nick's season.
I was kind of like, what is she talking about?
She didn't get a date the first week.
You're right.
So I thought it was sweet of her to acknowledge that she remembers him. Right. And you know what I mean? Because that can be confusing.
Do you think she didn't give him a date because he got the first impression rose?
Maybe because, like, she already knew there was a connection there and was like, okay, this guy is already on to the next round. Right. So let's get out some of this other, like, garbage out of the way.
It's good strategy.
So we barely even saw any of the cocktail party because... Who comes knocking on the door? DeMario.
Of course.
Because he doesn't want to be hated by America.
100%. He doesn't care about Rachel. That's exactly what it is. Oh my gosh. Who else felt like they were watching, like, The Real Housewives when he's like, they assassinated my character?
Yeah.
I was like, you watch too much TV, dude.
He really does.
Seriously. Like, who do you think you are?
But also, you did mess up. Like,
your character
is just pretty flawed in general. So. Yeah. And even though you tell people you're a great person, doesn't mean you actually are one.
No. Actions speak louder than words, DeMario.
Boom. Bye.
That's right.
Again, it's funny to me when we see the guy's reaction to Chris Harrison because they see him walk through the house and they're like, Chris, what is he doing here?
Like, oh my God, he still works here?
It's so funny because, like, Chris is just never around.
I know.
So to see people so surprised by him, like the guys in the house and like us, it just cracks me up.
It's so funny.
But obviously, it's, like, up to Rachel, and she decides that she wants to hear what he has to say.
I want to hear what he has to say,
so
but also...
So you would have done that or no?
Oh, yeah. At this point, I'm like, how are you going to fix this? Like, please enlighten me.
I hope that she doesn't allow him back in the house or anything, but I am curious. I think he was so taken off guard. I mean, he was showing that he's, like, a douchebag and all that stuff, but maybe he'll have something a little more explanation.
I honestly think he's going to just say, I messed up, I have a problem with confrontation, like, I was going to say something to her, and I didn't know what to say, and so I handled it poorly, like, that was my bad, but I was checked out of this relationship, like, something like that. Ugh. He's not going to have a good excuse, you guys, it's just going to be him admitting that he messed up, trying to hope that America doesn't hate him after the show.
Well, then part of me at that point, if that's what all this is, a part of me, I just wish that we got rid of him, and we are moving on.
So I have mixed feelings about it, because... Part of me just feels like she was like, no, I already got rid of him. I don't need to hear what he has to say. Like, my mind won't change. And then part of me is just a girl who wants to be like, yes, I want to hear you come calling back to me. And, like, I want to hear you apologize.
Right.
Or just to hear, like, what you have to say just in general.
Right. Yeah. But we're also going to see all the guys, like, confront him, which it should be interesting.
But you know when, do you guys remember on Andy's season? Oh, gosh, I always forget his name. He was a former contestant, and he wanted to come on to her season.
Yeah.
And she was like, Chris something, right?
Wasn't it?
Chat roll, I feel like you guys would know this.
Jeff Holm came on someone.
No,
that
I think it was
him.
Chris. And awkwardly, I, like, dressed him for that. And no idea. Chris Bukowski?
Oh, yeah. And then he went on Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. But he was trying to get onto Andy's season. And she was like, no, like, I want the guys in this house to know that, like, I'm here for them.
For them. Yeah, I remember that.
And I kind of, like, almost wish that Rachel was like, no. Like, DeMario, you already tried to make a fool of me. Like, I'm past you. Like, I'm onto these guys in the house. Like, sorry.
Totally. I bet that if you look on his Instagram now, I don't really want to, like, direct attention to him or anything.
he's been
like, posting about the show and promoting it and being like, will Rachel find love with me tonight? Like, whatever.
So do you think he comes back?
I don't know. But I don't think he comes back, but it's, like, the way he's promoting it.
Right, instead of, like,
and,
just
like,
hiding
his captions are, like, really weird. I would have, like, gone off the map at this point.
I don't know why he tried. I mean, he hasn't posted anything since the last, like, will I find love playing the game or something. But here's the thing. I have to approve Rachel's decision because I think that she has, she's going to say something, like, some wise words. Because here's the thing, the last thing she said to him was good for us. We were like, yeah, da-da-da, whatever. But I think she's going to be super classy and say, I hope you, like, you don't make this kind of mistake in the future. Don't treat people like this. Like, some wise words to give
100%.
Him.
100%. That's definitely
something.
What she's
going to
do.
She's going to give us some life in the next episode.
And I'm into it. And honestly, I want to see, there's no way to come back from that. So I'm excited just to see him make a fool of himself one last time. Just one last time.
I feel like she wouldn't bring him back, but two, if she did, Bachelor Nation would freak out.
Yes.
They'd be pissed. Definitely.
I don't think she'll bring him back.
I don't think so either. There's that one clip where she's like, I don't want people to like, be upset with me. I don't think it's that situation.
No, absolutely not. I mean, okay, so overall, thoughts on the episode? Did you love it, hate it?
Loved it.
Loved
oh my
it.
Gosh, I was glued to the TV. Like, it did not feel like 2 hours at all. Like, honestly, I was like, oh my gosh.
It did not feel like 2 hours. And sometimes, I will say in the past, like, I felt like episodes have dragged on.
Yeah.
And, like, this one
for sure
was very eventful.
This one was action-packed, but also I feel like when they don't have a rose ceremony at the end, it can make the episode feel kind of like, okay, well, what did we just do all that for?
That's
you know
true.
What I mean? But this one, like, left me feeling fulfilled. Like, I was like, okay, I got my dose of the drama. I think I can recover before next week and then find out who, like, goes home and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Okay, so we're still obviously early on, but if you guys right now have to choose your top five, who would it be?
Peter, Brian, Will.
I like can't picture Will. Wait, who's Will?
Will is the guy with the poem.
I wrote down Will, too.
Oh, yeah,
which
Will, duh.
Oh, Will. Yes. Quick,
oh,
he's
can we
guy.
Talk about Fred for a second? She's not giving him a chance. The camp guy. Summer camp guy.
Guys, here's my little theory. I don't know if it's true or not. So, Rachel, mm-hmm. I don't know if she's just saying this for views, because this would make sense, but she keeps saying, you will not be able to predict this. Like, you have to watch along. Like, you're not going to know who it is. And I don't know, it could just be her being like, watch the show, find out,
right.
Or it could be like a dark horse that comes out later, and that could be Fred, like them slowly building up a relationship. I think that's possible because he's being shown enough where we remember him as opposed to so many guys who are like, wait, who's that?
Right.
But little enough where he could like come out later.
Guys, yeah. I honestly do not remember Fred at all.
Really?
So he.
I feel awful saying that, but to be straight up real, like, I don't remember Fred.
The only time he got... So he's the guy that, like, they're from the same place. They went to summer camp.
Oh, duh, Fred.
And,
okay.
Yeah, but we only saw him this week during one of the, like, sit-downs, and she was like, you were the bad kid. Again, it was the same conversation,
conversation we heard last
week. But it's like, okay, well, we get it. He was a bad kid. But what have you been doing the last 30 years? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like she's not giving him a chance at all.
And she kept him. Like, what are you going to do? That's why I'm hoping they'll have, like, some date where it just clarifies things for us. Like, I need some kind of closure in that weird relationship that they have. Like, either it's going to become a relationship, or she just can't get past who he was at summer camp years and years ago.
I'm sorry, guys. I hate to break it to you, but I don't think there's any future for Rachel and Fred.
I don't think so either. I just want to know, like, more. I don't think he's in the top five.
Right.
But I just kind of want to know more. I'd rather not see a conversation about him being a bad kid again.
Right. I mean, she needs to give him some sort of chance if she's going to keep him, because otherwise...
Like, right now, I mean, she's, like, 3 or 4 years older than him, which isn't the same as when you're 3 or 4 years older when you're kids.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, of course it makes sense. However, I think she's not interested in him, and I think she kind of just feels bad because he came on, and he's, like, from her hometown, and she knows him, and, like, who knows, maybe they have mutual friends or family friends.
It could be weird. I just am kind of curious.
And obviously, like, she would choose Fred over Lucas, you know what I mean?
Fred has been camp-zoned, is what Miss
called. He definitely has been camp-zoned. Okay, so you have Peter.
Oh, yeah, Peter, Brian, Will... Okay, I want Diggy just because I'd need more Diggy to see if I like him, you know? And then maybe Dean?
Oh, that's who I forgot. No, not... Okay, so I think...
Maybe Alex?
I like Alex. Okay, I think it's going to be Will, Peter, Brian, Alex, Dean. That's six.
Okay, I pretty much
have... No, it's five.
I pretty much have the top five, too. So I think Peter, Brian, Will, Dean, and then I think it could be Alex. And part of me feels like it could be Eric. Like, I don't know. I feel like they show enough of him. Oh, wait, no, I don't. I remember previews for next week. Bye, Eric. You're not going to be around that much longer. Probably Alex.
Yeah, I could see Alex. Just because of the way that they're... the boxes that they're putting everyone into right now. It seems like they want us to like Alex. They want us to like Will. They want us to like Peter, Brian, and Dean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jessica O brings up a good point. I like Kenny. I think he's... seems really great, but I don't know if I haven't like seen chemistry between the two of them.
Bring him to Paradise. Maybe he can be an Evan. Like, I mean, Evan really annoyed me, actually. Kenny doesn't annoy me, but I just don't see him with Rachel. But I like him. And the more I get to know him, the more I like him. He was annoying in his package, in his little intro.
Right.
I didn't like him there, but the more I get to know him, I do.
I actually like Kenny. I feel like he could maybe be a dark horse.
Yeah.
Really? And also, I'm really offended that you compared Kenny to Evan, because Evan was, like, one of my least favorite characters ever.
Ever on the... Yeah.
So, I was like, Kenny, so she did not mean that. maybe she did, but I don't.
A lot of people are saying Eric's going to be top four.
Oh, really? I mean, I think that you never know.
Maybe this was just a bad episode for him, but I guess we'll find out.
Or maybe the previews are, like, making him look to be, like, the bad guy.
But why would they, I mean, unless he loses, I feel like they don't typically do that with winners. Though they won't make them look bad at all. Like, when did Lauren look bad? When did Jordan look, I mean, Jordan was hated by the guys.
Right.
But he personally never was, like, attacking anyone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's hard to say.
But they could be switching it up.
They could be switching it up. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. And I'm kind of excited because I feel like since it was Memorial Day weekend, this week will feel so short, and next week's episode will come on, like, really quickly.
Yeah.
And the exact same amount of time, but you know what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. All right, guys, I feel like that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right, where can everyone keep up with you guys throughout the week?
Sterling? Okay, you guys.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Cates.
Hey guys, you can follow me at Renee Ariel on Instagram and on Twitter. And I need to give a quick shout out to Generation Beauty Nation with a J for these beautiful lash extensions.
Oh, they are really beautiful.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
They're so full. They're so pretty. And you guys can find me across social media and on my blog at MISSZIAS, Miss Zias. We'll see you guys next week. Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.